I'm a little tired. Stayed up way too late watching that BCS championship game. It was another one of my teams did not win. I'm having a rough time lately. A Jake Owens FSU team, Florida State, won. 1:19 to go, and it was still not settled.
Yeah.
But it got settled, and they are the national championship, the third national championship in that school's history. Jake Owen, all excited about it because he graduated from there. He also announced yesterday the Days of Gold tour. And I see Green Bay on there.
Yeah.
It's way down in the list here, July 24 for Jake Owen. It's nice to think about that right now because the weather will be so much better.
Well, yeah, it'll be more Florida-like than it is now because
that's right.
It's Cruise, 18 below.
That song now has been downloaded 6.6 million times. It is the best-selling digital country single of all time. Previously, the Lady Antebellum folks had the hit Need You Now. That had been the best-selling with 6.3 million. Either way, all those songs are big. Florida-Georgia Line is starting this year off like they ended last year at number one, Stay. Is number one. That's still a very hot song. Eli Young, Zach Brown, the band Perry are following them. They probably all will have number one songs before the end of the month. Dierks Bentley, new album, February the 25th. DJ Silver's going on the road with Brad Paisley. Have you ever seen this guy?
No.
He is like a disc jockey at a club.
Oh.
And he when Al Dean and Brian were out there together, he would play music in between sets where there's usually nothing going on. And he jacks the volume up, and they get the people going. They're dancing out in the street. It's just a little bit, you have to kind of see it to believe it, but I can understand why Brad has added him to the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Urban going to be part of the Beatles special that CBS is putting together Sunday, February the 9th. It's 50 years ago that night that the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show.
I remember that day, don't you?
America was never the same.
Yeah.
After that, and America was never the same after this man, whose birthday is celebrated tomorrow. Elvis Presley would have been 79 years old tomorrow.
Wow.
And they will go to Graceland by the thousands again, as they always have, to celebrate the King of Rock and Roll's birthday.